All right, the pandemic has had all kinds of effects in this country and certainly all over the world. And among them is a lot of people moved during the pandemic. So how did the pandemic affect us here in the Midwest? And in conjunction with that, what are the most appealing Midwestern states in general and as a result of the pandemic? Whole bunch of things to talk about, and we have a lady on the line who can help us understand these things. She is Missy Hughes. She is with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Missy, good morning. Welcome to the morning show on WEOL.
Hi, good morning.
So first of all, before we talk about the most appealing Midwestern states, let's define what the Midwestern states really are, at least in conjunction to your study.
Well, we looked and talked to businesses in and residents in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Missouri, South Dakota, and North Dakota. So a really broad range, but what you would consider classically kind of the Midwest of the United States.
All right. And now, how did you determine how a Midwestern state ranks? In other words, how did your study work?
Well, what we did is we surveyed businesses and residents, and we asked them about their perceptions of the Midwest. And so the questions really ranged from things about work to quality of life to what people are looking at for, whether, you know, it's large communities or small communities.
And what were some of the things that they told you?
Well, what we saw is, you know, as you mentioned, people moved with the pandemic, but also lots of people started working remotely. So as a result, what people were really thinking about, less so much than where am I working, as to where am I living? And so they thought about things like quality of life, you know, what's the commute like? What's housing like? Is there childcare? So these kind of softer issues that, you know, maybe pre-pandemic weren't always what you talked about when you talked about for your job. But folks are really interested in getting outside. They're really interested in the arts and culture and education. So it's an interesting turn that we've seen with this survey.
Are you somebody who was born and raised in the Midwest?
I actually grew up right outside of New York City, but I've lived in Wisconsin for 20 years and raised my family here.
So how do you personally feel about it? Do you agree that you know, Midwest, wonderful place to live? Because you've certainly seen both sides.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a great place to raise your family. And what we've really seen is living in a small town gives you a sense of what's happening on Main Street. It gives you a sense of what's happening in the schools. And you really, you know, you can take ownership of where you live. Growing up right outside of New York City, you know, it's so big. There's so many people. But in the Midwest, you can really get a sense of your community, and you can really have an impact.
We're talking to Missy Hughes this morning. She's with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. We are talking about the most appealing Midwestern states. So specifically, let's talk about some of the different states. Let's start with Ohio. What were some of the things that made it appealing?
Well, folks are really interested in the university system in Ohio, which is, you know, world-class. And then folks were really interested in the tourism and the recreation opportunities. And then, you know, those down-to-earth opportunities of what's the healthcare like, what's childcare like. So Ohio ranked really high. And, you know, we've all heard about the Intel instance, and Ohio came in number one on that. But I'll just say that Wisconsin was, you know, a close behind at number two. So I think it really shows that Ohio and Wisconsin have some real assets and attributes that folks are looking for.
I'm sorry, so what did Ohio come in number one? You said Intel. If you could be a little more specific.
Yeah, sorry. The decision by Intel, the big corporation, to land in Ohio was really based on the opportunities afforded by the education system, the quality of life, and the different opportunities there are in Ohio.
So is the attraction to the Midwest continuing?
Yeah, you know, we're seeing that lots of folks are moving to the Midwest to land, whether it's because of opportunities for work or just getting that quality of life that they're looking for, especially from the coast. You know, New York and California are ranking high among the places that are losing folks, and we're seeing that folks are moving from New York and California to the Midwest.
So it becomes not so much, hey, I have to be in the hub of what's going on. It's now, I don't really have to be in the hub of what's going on because I can work remotely. Therefore, I can choose where I want to live, if I understood the crux of the whole thing.
Well, and because workforce is, you know, such an issue these days, people are willing, businesses are willing to say, you know what, if you're living in Ohio or Wisconsin, we're still going to hire you and we'll make it work. We'll make you work remotely, and or, you know, you have the opportunity to work remotely, and we can still have your talent and your skills, but you don't have to be in the office.
Where can people go to find out a little bit more information?
Well, I would love for folks to come to WEDC.org to learn more about Wisconsin, and Ohio has an economic development website. And so, you know, the economic development world is really trying to educate people about the different opportunities they have, about where they can live and what kind of quality of life they can find for their family.
Well, because your expertise certainly is mostly based in Wisconsin, what are some of the pluses that jump out at you about Wisconsin?
Well, Wisconsin has, as I said, great small communities. We've lived here for 20 years and really enjoyed that. But I would say top among something for folks to consider is the recreational opportunities in Wisconsin. It's really beautiful. You can do anything you want, whether it's biking or fishing or hunting, and you can get outside and then, you know, find a small community to have a great dinner in. So it's just really offers a lot as far as recreation. And so if you want to come visit in Wisconsin and, you know, just be a tourist, that's also a real opportunity.
Missy, appreciate you being on. You take care.
Thank you so much.